All right, the Tigers are one of many teams that everybody's looking at as the trade deadline comes. For those of you who aren't big sports fans, the trade deadline is once a year during the season. You can, up to a certain point, you can trade players, but after that point, you cannot. And it's usually at the beginning of August as teams sort of collect themselves for the final stretch run. And so you sort of can tell which teams feel that they have a chance and want to trade for other teams' players, and which teams feel like we're done for this year. Let's trade some of our guys and get something in return. Let's get younger players. Let's get guys for the future. Let's get money, et cetera. Which are the Tigers? Matt Shepard, Bally Play-by-Play, is on the line with us to answer that question. Hello, Matt. How would you answer that question?
Keep my name out of your mouth. Yeah,
okay. Mystery guest. How would you answer that question?
If the Tigers are buyers or sellers? Is that yeah. the question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they buyers or sellers right now? They're six and a half games out of the worst division in baseball. So yeah. they could theoretically go for it and win the division. But then, you know, that's sort of being, the king of the junk pile. What does that mean?
Well, I would be surprised. Look, anytime you get a chance to win a division, I would think you would want to win the division. I would be surprised if Detroit added at the deadline. When Cleveland, who's in a better position than the Tigers, trades Aaron Civale, like they just did, when Minnesota gets rid of a closer that – or one of the back-end guys, Jorge Lopez, like they did the other day, to Miami for another reliever. I think both teams feel like they can win the division pretty much with what they have. I'd be surprised if the Tigers add. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to sell, because they have to get the right package in return for a guy like Michael Lorenzen or Eduardo Rodriguez, for example. But I'd be surprised if they add.
What is the right package for those guys?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, the Dodgers need starting pitching. The Giants need starting pitching. The Reds need starting pitching. I think what Texas did the other day, getting Max Scherzer, has put pressure on teams like Houston, for example. I don't know all their systems, but if the Tigers were able to deal with the Dodgers, for example, and get a Dalton Rushing, who's a high A catcher and has high upside at just age 22, or a Diego Cartaya, who's a double A catcher, who's got really big plus tools in a lot of different areas. The Reds with a shortstop, third base, mix of Noelvi Marte would be a really good return, I think. The Yankees could use some depth, I would guess, if an Austin Wells. And these are guys all have, they're not going to come to the Tigers and play right away, Mitch, but what they will do is they will strengthen your system. They have characteristics that Scott Harris really likes. In other words, they hit, they walk a lot. They don't strike out a lot. They have good plate discipline, and they would address a need that this team needs for the future. This team needs athletes, and this team needs depth, something that is lacking right now. And I think if they can get that for any of the players that have been mentioned in trade possibilities, they'd be pretty happy.
So by doing that, are they basically saying our future is more important than this year? And, we're not, because let's face it, you just said those guys aren't going to play this year. So anybody that you give up in your starting rotation or your starting, your top end of your bullpen means you don't have them for this year. It means you are a lesser team. It's like they're injured. They're a lesser team without them. So they're basically saying we're willing to, sacrifice this year because we don't know if we're going to win anyhow, and even if we do, we're going to be the weakest team on paper going into the postseason. We're willing to take that chance.
Well, look, you guys have both covered a lot of sports in your professional careers. Did the Mets wave the red flag by trading David Robertson and Max Scherzer? Did the White Sox wave it by getting rid of Lucas Giolito, Lance Lynn, Ronaldo Lopez?
Yes, they did. At 18 games out, you're not winning your division.
Okay.
And they're... they are basically saying, I don't know what they're saying because he's nuts. I mean, why would you spend that much money on Scherzer and Verlander anyhow? But yes, to a certain degree, they're saying this year is over.
Yeah, look at what they've done in their careers. That's why you'd spend it. I'm not sure that's necessarily their problem. Their problem is, you know, guys who they gave a lot of money to, Brandon Nimmo and Starling Marte, aren't necessarily working out. Cleveland's a half game back, Mitch. They just surrendered Aaron Civale.
Don't ask me to explain Cleveland. I mean, I'm trying to tell Kevin O'Neill that for years. Nobody can explain Cleveland. It's an impossible task to explain Cleveland. I have to say,
necessarily make deals at a trade deadline to prove to your fan base that you're quote unquote going for it. You have to make smart, professional baseball moves, because this team, this organization, is in need of a lot more than talent at the major league level.
Yeah.
And that's only part of it.
You're kind of touching on what I feel is like the general malaise about the Tigers that's going on right now. I mean, there's always a pocket of people who are just going to be, we're all behind our baseball team, you know, and they're going to be that way. And that's great. That's a wonderful thing about the Tigers. But it's so hard to root for them this year. They're in such an awful division. Every time they win a couple of games, it looks like they got something going, they go backwards. Then you look at the teams that are ahead of them, and you want to say, you know, well, all right, one of you claim it, and then we can say the season's over, and we can. But they keep, Minnesota lost 4 or 5 in a row already like that? And so they keep making it tantalizingly possible to win this division, and you don't know if you're supposed to root for them because they get excited because they might go to the playoffs, or say, why do we want to go to the playoffs when we're 10 games under 500? And it's just a weird sort of, you know, you can't really get mad at them. They're not awful, but they're certainly not good enough to be in any other division's contention.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think you're dead on there. I do disagree with, you know, just to win an awful division means you're not going to do anything. Look, I mean, did you think the Miami Heat were going to make it to the NBA Finals?
No, you're absolutely right. I remember the year the Twins, was it 87? Yeah. Knocked off the Tigers. The Twins had a losing record.
Or St. Louis, the year they beat Detroit in the World Series.
There's no question about it.
I'm not saying they would do that, but it is a challenging, I think you're right. I mean, it's an emotionally challenging spot for Tigers fans, because you'd love to see them make a push, knowing how adequate the Twins and Guardians are. But on the other hand, you also realize that it's an uphill climb against anybody in the American League outside the division.
Well, so plus it goes against that basic fan thing. Like, you want to be able to cheer from like crazy, or you want to be able to rip them and be mad at them, and say, you know, they're not and you can't rip them and be mad at them when they're still in contention. But on the other hand, it's hard to cheer for them when they're 10 games under 500, and so everybody is torn. We gotta wrap this up here, Matt. Good to talk to you. We'll see what happens tomorrow by 6.
Have a great week, man.
Matt Shepard, it's 760 WJR.